Today, we continue to study systematically the precious teaching of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
那今天我们继续有系统的来看主耶稣在马太福音宝贵的教导。
Today, we come to chapter 6, verses 16 to 18, the passage about fasting.
今天我们来到马太福音的六章十六到十八节是关于禁食的。
So today's talk is about an introduction to fasting.
那今天信息的主题就是关于禁食的简介。
Let us read together the words of Jesus.
让我们一起来读一读主耶稣的话语。
Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you,They have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in a secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
马太福音六章十六到十八节，你们禁食的时候，不可像伪君子那样愁眉苦脸，他们装成难看的样子，叫人看出他们在禁食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。可是你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要叫人看出你在进食，只让在隐秘中的父看见。你父在隐秘中查看，必定报答你。
So we have left behind the Lord's Prayer, and we come to a new passage.
所以我们已经看完了主导文，来到一个新的段落。
Right after the Lord's Prayer, the Lord Jesus talks about forgiving one another and fasting.
那在主导文的结尾那边，主耶稣谈到要彼此饶恕，也谈到禁食这件事情。
What is fasting?
那么禁食是什么呢？
Do you know anything about fasting?
大家是否知道禁食是怎么一回事？
Do you fast?
你有禁食吗？
Has any person here ever fasted?
那我们当中不知道有没有哪一位曾经禁食过呢？
Can anyone explain what fasting is about in a few words?
不知道在座可不可以用几句简单的说话去解释禁食是怎么回事呢？
Any person?
有没有人想尝试？
Well, I can tell you, fasting in the Bible is not about going on a diet.
那我可以在开头告诉大家的就是在圣经里面禁食并不是去节食。
Fasting is not about losing weight.
禁食并不是主要去减轻你的重量。
Now, Muslim friends all over the world fast at least once a year during the month of Ramadan.
全球的回教徒呢，他们每年至少会禁食一次，在这个 Ramadan 这个节日。
Most of us, except Brother Fahid, will know nothing or next to nothing about the Ramadan.
那我们当中可能大部分都不知道 Ramadan 是怎么一回事，除了 Brother Fahid。
But the type of fasting that Jesus or the Bible talks about is not like the Ramadan either.
但是在圣经里面，主耶稣所提及的禁食，并不像 Ramadan 里面所守的这个禁食。
But then in our text today, Jesus does not explain to us the meaning of fasting. He assumes people practice fasting.
但是在我们今天看的经文里面，主耶稣并没有详细的去解释禁食是怎么样，他已经假设听的人已经知道了。
He simply presumes that people in his days do fast, and he wants to say, you better fast from a right motive.
那他已经假设了当时候听的他的身边的人已经知道禁食是怎么一回事。
But then because you and I don't fast, the words of Jesus today are above our heads. It's beyond us.
但是由于你和我没有去实践禁食的缘故呢？所以在这里主耶稣的话语对我们来说是很难去理解的。
If I'm not mistaken, you have very little idea what fasting is about.
那如果我猜的没错的话，那可能你对禁食这件事情是没有什么概念的。
Fasting is not taught in the Christian church.
禁食这件事情在基督教的教会里并没有教导。
And even the Bible does not give us detailed instructions as to how to fast.
而圣经也并没有给出关于禁食的详细指引。
The Bible simply assumes that people practice fasting.
那他已经假设，读者，特别是 当时候年代的人，他们已经了解禁食是怎么一回事。
We know, for example, from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verse 18, that the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees, they practice fasting.
那一个例子就是在马可福音二章十八节，那里谈到约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒常常禁食。
And Jesus himself practiced fasting.
耶稣他自己也是实行禁食的。
We are reminded by the words in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that after the baptism of Jesus, the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness, and there he fasted for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. That's a very long fast.
那在马太福音的四章一到二节那里，我们看到，当耶稣他接受洗礼以后呢，就被神的灵带到旷野，在那边他禁食了四十昼夜，这个四十昼夜是非常长的一个禁食了。
So today, what we can manage is only to hear an introduction to the biblical fast. What it is about and what is its value and importance.
那今天我们信息里面在有限的时间，我们只能去对圣经的禁食有一个初步的理解。那我们去明白圣经里的禁食它是怎么一回事，那它的价值在哪里。
Now I'm going to take an indirect way to explain this.
那我就要选择一个 不是直接的方式去介绍这个。
You may say today's talk is part one, and next Sunday, also my turn to preach, will be part two.
那你可以说今天这个信息是第一部分，那下一周也是轮到我讲到是第二部分。
Today, in order to explain what fasting is about, I'm going to talk about therapeutic fasting first.
那今天为了去解释圣经的禁食是怎么一回事，那我要先和大家介绍这个治疗禁食。
Now, therapeutic fasting is a very good introduction to the biblical fast.
那么能够去明白治疗禁食的内容呢，是对于明白圣经里的禁食是怎么一回事是非常好的一个前沿。
Now when you go home, or when after the service you log on to the internet with your smartphone and Google or search fasting retreats or fasting holidays, you'll find a lot of information.
那如果大家聚会结束后回家用互联网去搜索，你会可以打这个禁食的退休会或者是禁食的假期，那你就会找到很多的资料。
In the UK, it costs £1,300 for a 5-day fasting retreat.
那在英国那有五天的这样子禁食退休会呢，那就会这个费用大概是£1,300。
But I'm not going to talk about losing weight kind of holidays.
但是我不想去谈关于这个减肥的这样子的一个退休会。
But of all the options on the internet, I've chosen to talk to you about one fasting sanatorium in Germany.
那在众多互联网的资料里面，我选择了去谈论在德国的一个禁食疗养院。
It's situated in a natural relaxing location in Germany.
那它就是位于德国的一个非常自然非常安宁的一个地方。
And the place is clean, but nothing like a hotel, you can see.
那个地方是非常整洁的，但是就不像这个高级的旅店。
The main reason I've chosen to talk about the sanatorium is that because this place is very good in its reputation.
那我选择不谈刚才所说那一类禁食退休会，而是和大家分享这个禁食疗养院。那原因就是这个地方有非常好的名声。
First of all, the place is run by specialists, experts in fasting.
那首先这个地方是由禁食方面的专家他们去管理的。
They really know what fasting is and how it should be carried out.
那他们是真实的去了解禁食是怎么一回事，然后也帮助大家去实行。
And what makes me decide to choose to talk about them and not others is that the minimum duration of fast they administer is 21 days.
那另 一个原因就是我选择去谈论这个禁食治疗院那就是因为他们的禁食是至少需要21天的。
So let me begin. How is a fast carried out in a fast sanatorium?
那让我开始。那在一个禁食的疗养院，禁食是怎么样去进行的呢？
So supposing you have chosen to go there and you've arrived.
假设你 报名了参加这个进食疗养院，你坐火车或者是飞机过去。
And on arrival, they welcome you and hand you a little booklet and explain to you the house rules.
当你到达了之后呢，他们就会欢迎你，然后给你一本小册子，里面有疗养院的规矩。
And I'd like to read to you the substance of the house rules so that you grasp the spirit and the atmosphere of this sanatorium.
那我想为大家读一读这个册子里面的这些规矩，好帮助大家可以掌握到、当中的精神，还有这个疗养院的气氛是怎样。
First, the practitioner has the right to dismiss those patients who disturb and violate the daily routine.In other words, if you're not prepared to follow their arrangements and routine, don't go there. You'll be dismissed.
医生是可以打发那些破坏日常规矩的人走。换句话说，如果你没有预备好去完全的跟着这个规矩去走呢，那你很可能被打发走。
Rule two.
那第二个规则。
It is worries and anxieties and complaining spirit that make you sick in the first place.And for this reason, conversations among patients about your illness, your hard times, your financial worries are to be left out in the sanatorium.
那忧虑、担忧和抱怨是使你生病的这个原因。所以和其他的患者讨论生病啊、艰难的时期、经济上的忧虑和其他的烦恼，那就不应该在那里进行了。
Such conversations break the atmosphere of fasting and of healing.
那这样子的言谈呢，会使到进食还有治疗的气氛受到破坏。
Three.
那第三。
Too much use of the internet also goes against the spirit of the treatment.
那过多的去使用互联网是与治疗的这个精神相冲突的。
Four.
第四。
It is ignorance on your part that has resulted in illness in the first place.
那生病的原因是因为你自身的无知。
Ignorance also hinders healing.
那无知也可以影响你的康复。
Therefore, do not be ignorant.
所以不要做一个无知的人。
Read literature about health and fasting.
而是要去阅读关于健康还有进食的文章。
Rule 5.
第五个。
Strictly no smoking, no coffee, and no alcohol during the fast.
那在这个进食的过程中是严禁吸烟、咖啡与喝酒的。
In fact, it is recommended that you never smoke, never drink coffee, and no alcohol.
那他们的建议就是你从来不要去吸烟、喝酒或者是喝咖啡了。
So, do you smoke?
那你是否抽烟呢？
How long have you been smoking?
那你吸烟了多久了？
Do you like coffee?
那你很喜欢咖啡吗？
How many cups do you drink a day?
那你一天都喝几杯啊？
Do you drink alcohol?
又或者你饮酒吗？
And how much do you drink?
那你喝的分量是多少？
Do not be ignorant. Coffee, alcohol overload your liver.
不要无知，因为咖啡和酒精会使你的肝脏超负荷。
And of all the organs in the body, it is the liver.That has to perform the main work of detoxification and purifying.
那我们身体的内脏当中呢，正是肝脏去负责排毒啊主要的工作。
Rule number six.
第六个规则。
Always be punctual.
总是要准时。
Rule number seven.
第七。
Every day between 12 at noon to 2:30 in the afternoon is time for midday rest. Every patient lie in bed.
那每天的十二点到两点半是午休的时间，那病人需要躺在床上。
Rule number eight.
那第八。
The minimum duration of fast in this place is 21 days or longer.
那在那边最短的进食的时间是21天或者是更长。
Not 5 days, not 7 days as the commercial ones.
那不好像那些商业化的进食是5天或者是7天。
Rule number nine.
第九。
Your immediate care and attention are given by the warden who keeps in constant touch with the main practitioner.
那治疗期间，负责照顾你的还有管理这个病房的是看护长，那他会和医生保持紧密的联系。
Rule number 10.
第十。
Evening health education lectures are part and parcel of the treatment itself. No attendance or absence reduces the value of the treatment, so be punctual.
晚上的健康教育讲座呢是治疗的一部分，若不参加将会降低治疗的价值，所以要准时参加。
The first 3 days of fasting and the first 3 days of building up the body are critical.
那进食的头三天还有停止进食强化健康的那三天是非常的关键的。
On these days, do not go on the long excursions or on a car ride, but a leisure walk can be taken.
那在这几天里面呢，不要出远门郊游或者是坐很久的车，但是散步是可以的。
Number 12 and the last rule.
第十二个规则，最后一个。
After the fast, when you do eat, eat in silence.
在这个进食结束以后呢，当你吃东西的时候要保持沉默。
When you eat, chew well before you swallow food.
那当你去进食的过程呢，你要慢慢的嚼 才吞咽下去。
Approximately how many times you chew on food in your mouth before you swallow?
那大家咀嚼多少下之后才吞呢？
Maybe 7 times?7 times and swallow?
是七次吗？然后你吞下去。
10?
十次吗？
No idea?
或者你没有留意过。
Maybe tonight you observe your mother, you observe your husband, you observe yourself and see how many times you chew on your food before you swallow.
或者今晚你可以观察看看你妈妈或者你的丈夫妻子他到底嚼多少次才吞。
And you're thinking, hey, we've come to a church and listen to the Bible. Why are you telling me about fasting and about chewing food?
那或许你会觉得啊，我们来到这个基督教教会，为什么你告诉我是关于进食啊，还有主教食物的呢？
You must not be ignorant.
因为你不要做一个无知的人。
Chewing well has a lot to do with saliva.
那好好的咀嚼是和这个口水是有关联的。
And sufficient saliva in your food before you swallow has a lot to do with digestion and proper combustion of food into energy.
在你咀嚼的食物里面有足够的口水是和消化是非常息息相关的，那也是和将这个食物转化成能量都是有关联的。
A personal friend of mine used to boast of the way he swallowed things without chewing.
那我曾经有一个朋友常常夸自己不用咀嚼就可以吞食物。
Have you ever seen anybody who, having taken a mouthful of food without chewing at all, another mouthful? Have you seen anyone like that?
那你是否看见过有人把食物放到口里然后不嚼就可以直接吞下去了？
And he looked very proud of himself, you know.
那他很引以为傲。
The fact is,He's a fool. He's ignorant in healthcare.
但是实际上呢，在健康的层面来讲，他是很无知的。
So rule number 12, eat in silence and chew well before swallowing.
所以刚才的规则就是在安静中去吃，然后要咀嚼很好才吞。
We spent a few minutes and we're still just finished reading the house rules.
那刚才我们花了几分钟就读完了这个治疗所的规则。
And now the first day of the treatment begins.
那接下来治疗的第一天就开始了。
Day one on arrival is the time for seeing your practitioner, being examined thoroughly, and the next day you'll be given a personalized treatment plan.
那第一天你就会和医生有这个诊疗的时间。有体检，然后第二天医生就会给你一个治疗的方案。
And then the next day, you'll be given one last meal before the fast begins.
接下来的那一天呢，你就会领到最后一份餐点，就是你进食开始之前最后一份餐点了。
This is a meal completely composed of fruits.
那这顿饭呢，就是完全是由水果来组成的。
After this meal, no food will be given you for the next 21 days.
那这顿饭之后呢，在接下来至少21天里面呢，就没有任何的食物了。
Day 3 is time for colon cleansing, the flushing of the colon.
那第三天是清洗结肠的。
And there are several methods. One is to use a solution made of special kind of salts.That stimulates your bowel so that you can go to the toilet and flush out everything. I shouldn't say everything, but almost everything.
有不同的方法，其中一个就是一个溶剂是用特别的盐做的。 是刺激你的肠道呢，所以你可以上厕所，将这些废物都排出来。我不应该说是所有的，而是大部分的。
Another way is to drink one or two glasses of pure olive oil. Well, that doesn't feel very nice, but that's one effective way to flush up your colon.
另一个方式就是去喝一两杯纯的橄榄油。这个听起来好像不怎么样，但是这个是非常有效的方法去清洗你的结肠。
And then the 21 days fast begins.
然后这21天的禁食就开始了。
And after the 21 days is the breaking of the fast.
那在21天后呢，就停止禁食了。
By the way, the English word for 早饭 is breakfast, right?This word breakfast reminds us in the olden times, people practice fasting, and the day to stop the fast is breakfast.
英文的早餐是 breakfast. 那这也提醒我们，这是古时候他们要停止进食的时候，那就是叫 breakfast. 所以这就是这个方法了。
Now, the sixth step is that after the fast, then you should take care to build up your bodily strength gently and gradually.
第六步呢，在禁食之后呢，你就要去慢慢的让身体强壮起来。
And during these 5 days, you take very good care to eat something very light.
那在这禁食后的五天呢，要吃清茶淡饭。
And finally, after 20-some days, youLook back on your weeks in a sanatorium and you look forward to newness of life.
那在这个疗程结束之后呢，你就会回看你在治疗所的这些天，然后去展望未来。
So this is basically what the fast is carried out.
所以这个基本上是禁食在那里是怎样进行的。
Now to change a different angle, like to comment on the things you do from day to day.The daily routine.
那我们换一个角度来思想他们每天的例行的公事。
Every morning, take a walk in the forest. Or alternatively, you may have an appointment to see your practitioner.
那每天早上呢，你或者是你的同伴呢，就会在森林里去散步，又或者在上午你会和医生有会诊。
So don't stay indoor, go outdoor, take a walk.
所以不要待在室内，而是要出外。
And then by 11 o'clock,You are given one cup of freshly pressed fruit or vegetable juice.
那在十一点的时候呢，你就会领到一杯鲜榨的蔬果汁。
This cup of juice is the only food that you will have for the whole day.
那这一杯蔬果汁呢，就是你今天会领到的唯一一个食物了。
If you feel thirsty afterwards, then drink some spring water.
那如果你感到口渴呢，就可以喝一些净化的矿泉水。
By 12 o'clock till 2:30, rest in bed.
到了十二点到两点二十呢，你就有午休的时间。
We Chinese people from China are very good at this.
那我们国内来的都是非常对午休不陌生的。
Are you good at it?
你是能很好的午休吗
？Now that you've migrated to the UK, are you still taking your midday rest?
那在你来到英国之后，你是否还有午休的习惯呢
？And then in the afternoon, take another walk in the forest.
那在下午的时间呢，就可以在森林再一次去散步。
Four times in a week, in the evening, at 10 health education lectures.
在一周的里面呢，有四次在晚上有这个健康的讲座。
So finally, after 21 days of fast, it's time to break the fast.
那在二十一天以后呢？就是要去庆祝禁食成功了。
There will be a minor celebration for your success in fasting for 21 days.
所以疗养院的工作人员呢，就会为你有一个小小的庆祝。
You will be presented a certificate. You have succeeded in fasting 21 days. Good job. Well done.
那他们会颁给你一个证书，说到你已经成功的21天禁食了，你做得好。
And then you'll be given 3 apples.
然后你就会领到三个苹果。
Oh, mistake. 2 apples.
哦，说错了，是两个苹果。
One apple for the morning.
一个苹果是早上的。
One apple for the afternoon.
那另一个苹果是下午的。
And in evening, you will be given a small bowl of plain potato soup.
在晚上的时候呢，你就会领到一个很清淡的一个土豆汤。
To celebrate your successful first fast.
那就是为了庆祝你能够成功的去进食。
After the breaking of fast, on the next day follows 5 days of building up the body gently and gradually.
那在进食结束之后呢，接下来5天会有这个慢慢去使你身体强健起来的这个时间。
Of these 5 building up days, the first 3 are critical. You must not make any mistake.
那这个五天的头三天是非常关键的，在当中你需要小心不要做错任何事情。
Let me tell you what you will be given on the first day as an example.
让我和大家分享，第一天你会得到什么。
While you are still resting in bed, you'll be given some prunes or some figs soaked in water.
那在第一天当你还在床上的时候呢，就会有人问你，给你西梅干或者是无花果干。
And then you leave your room after washing and go to the dining hall for your breakfast.
那之后你起来去梳洗以后就去吃早餐。
You'll be given herbal tea, muesli, and 3 apples for that day.
那你就会有一些花茶，还有什锦麦片，还有3个苹果。
1 apple for the morning, 1 for the afternoon, 1 more apple in the evening.
一个是早上，一个是中午，一个是晚上的苹果。
In the midday for lunch, you will have fresh salad, raw prepared carrots, and mashed potatoes.
那午餐的内容呢，就是生菜沙拉、生的红萝卜，还有土豆泥。
In the afternoon, you'll be given 1 cup of weak tea with milk.
那下午，你有一个淡的茶。
You'll be given 1 slice of bread with honey.
淡的茶加牛奶，还有一片有蜂蜜的面包。
In the evening for dinner, you'll be given a dish of fresh fruits.
那晚餐你就会有一盘新鲜的水果。
1/3 of an ounce of butter.
那三分之一盎司的牛油。
A piece of bread.
一片面包。
A cup of rosehip tea.
那一杯玫瑰果茶。
And the diet for the second and third day of the building up days are similar, but more food, more solid food is added on gradually.
那第二天的这个食物的内容，还有第三天的食物的内容都是类似的，但是有加上更多的硬的食物。
On the second day, for example, you'll be given 12 hazelnuts.
举一个例子，在第二天早餐呢，你有12个榛子。
You'll be given a bowl of unpolished rice, that is brown rice.
那也会有一碗的糙米
，some yogurt，
有一些凝固的乳酪
and a piece of cheese，
还有一块奶酪
，and so on and so forth。
那这些都是例子。
So now we come to the purpose of the therapeutic fast, which is very similar to the biblical fast。
那我们就来到这个治疗性进食的目的，是和圣经的进食的目的是类似的。
What is fasting all about?
那进食的目标是什么呢？
Fasting is about saying no to yourself.
那进食是关于对自己说不。
Fasting is about the training of your willpower.
那进食是关于去锻炼你的意志力。
Fasting is to use your willpower to say no to one of your most basic desires of the body, that is appetite.
那进食就是去运用你的意志力，向你自身一个非常基本的生理需求说不，就是这个食欲。
This wisdom is in direct opposition to the modern way of life. What you want, just do it.
那这样的生活的智慧是和现今的这个生活的方式是完全相反的。那现今所鼓吹人的就是你所想要 的东西呢，就马上去得到它。
So the sanatorium's advice for you is that when you take a walk in the morning and in the afternoon, as you walk around those beautiful natural surroundings, you advise to talk to yourself, think the following thoughts.
所以这个疗养院给人的建议就是，当你在上午或者下午去散步的时候，当你走过这些漂亮的自然的景观的时候，那他们就建议要这样子对自己说。
I'm not fasting here because I want to lose weight, but because I have resolved to do so of my own free will.
那我这样子进食不是为了去减轻我的重量，而是因着我已经下定决心，凭着自己的意志要这么做。
It is a training of my own free will.
是对我的意志力的一个训练。
My will, which is now alert, will say no to meals during this fasting period, in order that craving for food can be checked.
那我的意志力在这段时间是活跃的，要向食物说不，好使到我吃东西的欲望可以得到克制。
My will is directed against one of the most commonplace biological needs, namely against the desire to eat daily, 3 times a day or 5 times a day.
那我的意志力是转去抵挡最普遍的一个生理的需求，就是每天想吃三餐或者是更多餐的这种的欲望。
So you see, with this explanation, you are gaining some basic information about what fasting is about.
所以以上这些资料我们就对进食有一个基本的了解。
Are you a person with a weak will?
那你是否是一个意志力薄弱的人呢？
Are you a person who have gotten used to doing whatever you like and whenever you like it?
那你是否已经习惯了什么时候就想做什么就做什么。
Then maybe fasting is for you. You are too weak in your will.
那或许进食对你来说是好的，原因就是你的意志力太薄弱了。
A moment ago, we saw that before a fast can begin, there is first a day of colon cleansing.
那刚才我们看到在进食开始之前呢，是首先要去清洁这个结肠的。
Colon cleansing is like having go to the toilet, you flush the toilet, vroom, like that.
那冲洗结肠就好像我们去厕所，就是拉这个冲水的按钮。
But you see, flushing is only in preparation for burning, which is what fasting is about.
但是大家请留意，就是把这些东西冲走，只是在做预备，是为了燃烧而做预备的。
Have you heard of the term detox?
不知道大家有没有听过排毒。
I'm sure you know what detox is about.
我相信你对排毒有了解过。
Detox means you find some way to burn up all the rubbish inside your body. Yes, there are rubbish inside the body, everyone.
排毒是怎样一回事呢？就是要去燃烧在你身体里面的不同的垃圾。那确实每个人身体都有不同的垃圾的。
You may ask, why do I have rubbish in my body?
那或许你对这个健康的知识是没有概念的，或许你可以去问，那为什么我们身体里面会有不同的这些废物呢？垃圾。
Do you not understand when you eat something that is nutrients, and then your body digests it and burn up the food, and then the result of combustion is energy, but also waste matter.
在我们吃食物然后去消化当中的营养的时候，那身体会去燃烧这些的养分呢，好使到这个能量可以出来，但是同时间这些废物也会是所产生的这个物质之一。
So waste matter, poisons and toxins are a natural productof a human metabolism.
所以新陈代谢一个正常的所产生的东西呢，是废物还有垃圾。
So every day, every hour, every minute, every second, your body is producing waste matter, rubbish, and stored in your body various locations.
那其实在我们每一天啊，每一个时刻，你的身体也会产生不同的毒素还有废料，那在身体的不同的部位。
And that's why you need some once in a while colon cleansing, flushing.
这也是为什么时不时你需要去清洁你的结肠。
But after flushing, why do you need burning?
但是为什么冲掉这些东西以后你还要需要燃烧呢？
Burning refers to fasting, keep in mind.
那烧是跟进食这件事有关系的，大家请留意。
You see,the cleansing of the bowel or the colon can only flush out maybe 80% of waste from the colon. And a lot more poisons are still inside the colon and other parts of the body.
那去冲洗结肠这个过程呢，那大概80%内脏的这些毒素可以清理掉，但是还有好多的毒素分散在身体的各个部位。
When a person goes on a fast, metabolism continues to function.
那当一个人开始去进食的时候，这个人身体的新陈代谢还是在进行的。
Although you've decided to stop eating, your body needs to live to burn fuel to have energy.
纵然你决定不吃食物，但是你的身体还要生存下去，所以它会寻找可以燃烧的这些的东西。
But your colon has been washed and cleansed. So what kind of fuel does your body find during a fast?
那你的结肠已经经过冲洗了，那在进食的过程当中，你的身体会找到什么样的燃料呢？
By natural wisdom, your body automatically will look for diseased ailing tissues to burn them up.
那在大自然的这个智慧底下呢，那首先身体会去寻找身体里面有疾病的这些的组织去燃烧它们。
Some of us have had dangerous cancer of the upper throat, and the treatment for that kind of terminal cancer is radiotherapy, where laser beam will burn away the cancerous tissues. Very painful.
那当中有人曾经接触过鼻咽癌，那这个治疗的方式就是用雷射去烧这些癌症的组织，那这个烧的过程是非常疼痛的。
The good news is, fasting, when done properly, is like radiotherapy. The only difference is, it's natural, much, much better.
那好消息就是进食就好像这个用辐射去治疗，就是非常有效的。
So the body or a person who is fasting look for diseased tissues to burn them away.
所以进食的人，他身体会寻找这些有病的这些组织去把它们燃烧。
And other poisons and toxins are burned away from your body.
那其他的毒素啊、废料啊，在你身体里面会被烧掉。
And then next, we'll come to look for fat.
那接下来身体会去寻找你身体里面这些脂肪所积存的地方。
Look at me. Does my body carry a lot of fat? Look at yourself. Are you carrying a heavy load of fat?
那大家看看我的身体有没有好多脂肪呢？那大家看看自己，那你是否有就是带着脂肪呢？
Maybe this one reason you should consider fasting.
又或者这是你可以尝试进食的一个原因。
A person who is fasting, the body looks for the fat to burn up as fuel.
一个人进食的过程当中呢，身体会寻找脂肪去燃烧。
So, in short, fasting is about training of the will, but also about burning up the rubbish.
简短来说，进食是关于去锻炼你的意志力，还有去烧掉身体里面的垃圾。
Let me summarize for you the result of a careful fast.
让我为大家去总结一个小心的进食的这个结果。
So your body has been flushed and cleansed of waste material.
那你身体就可以得到洁净，从这些的废物。
And all these poisons and acids, ailing tissues and fat are also burned up, disappeared.
那你身体里面的这些毒素啊，这些酸的物质啊，还有这些有病的组织也会被烧掉。
Your immune system, which for a long time has been overladen with fat and poisons and deposits, are now restored to proper functioning.
那你的免疫系统呢，就是之前被废物啊、垃圾啊、脂肪啊所超负荷的，现在就可以得到恢复，可以正常的运作。
It is precisely because your natural defense system has been restored to proper function, your body can heal itself of various diseases.
那正是因为你本身的这个免疫系统已经可以恢复到正常的状态，那你的身体可以得到自然的修复。
So first come flushing, and then burning, and then the result is healing of diseases.
所以进食的总结就是冲洗、烧，然后恢复健康。
And the person who has gone through fasting properly look healthy.
所以一个经历过禁食的人呢，看起来是非常健康的。
So let me summarize for you in 2 points the meaning and the value of therapeutic fast.
所以让我为大家用两点去总结治疗禁食的价值。
The therapeutic fast is mainly for healing of diseases.
那治疗禁食的目的是主要是为了去治病。
By eliminating poisons in the body and by building up your natural immune system.
那所用的方法就是通过排毒还有加强自身的免疫能力。
But then as a secondary purpose, therapeutic fast is also there to strengthen the human will and the spirit of man to rise above the mundane and desires.
那第二个附加的目标呢，就是通过对欲念加以克制，加强意志和心灵的力量，可以使到内心不受世俗欲念的影响。
This is the meaning and the value of the therapeutic fast.
啊，这就是治疗禁食的目标还有它的价值了。
It is no surprise that when you know all these things, then this is a very good introduction to what the Bible teaches about a spiritual fast.
那如果你是了解了这个治疗性的禁食是怎么一回事，那对于圣经的禁食是一个非常好的一个前言。
The fast that the Bible talks about does not have healing of diseases as its primary purpose, but only a byproduct.
那圣经所说的禁食并不是以去治病为目标的，那只是一个附属的一个结果。
The main purpose of the biblical fast is to strengthen the will and the spirit of man.
那圣经里面的禁食，它主要的目标是去加强这个人的意志力。
Through training your will to say no to yourself.
那是通过训练你的意志力去对欲念说不。
So that we as persons will not be heavily laden by our weaknesses, our character, our bad habits, and this and that.
好使到我们整个人不会因着自身的这些软弱啊，或者是性格啊，不好的习惯等等去压住了。
As Jesus once said, your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
那主耶稣曾说过，你们心灵愿意，但是身体却软弱了。
So the main purpose of a biblical fast is to help a person rise above the mundane.
所以圣经里面禁食的目的是帮助一个人可以不受世俗欲念的这些的影响。
So that he can run for the love of God and also pursue his own or her own sanctification.
所以他可以爱上帝，也可以去追求成圣。
You see, the biblical fast, the purpose is spiritual, although the healing of a disease is a byproduct.
所以大家留意到吗？圣经的禁食，它的目的是属灵的。纵然身体上面疾病得到医治，可以是一个附带的结果。
Let's spend another moment on the therapeutic fast.
那我们再花一小段时间是关于治疗性禁食的。
Who should consider doing a therapeutic fast?
那有哪一些人是可以去思考要不要进行治疗性的禁食呢？
If you are a person who is undisciplined, very weak in your will, you should consider fasting.
那如果你的人是意志力薄弱，那你是可以是去思想要不要禁食。
If you can't control yourself, your emotions, your actions, even though you want to, but you can't, you should consider fasting.
如果你很想去控制自己，但是却没办法控制自己的情绪啊，这些等等，那你可以去思想禁食。
If you're overweight, especially if you're obese, you should consider fasting.
那又或者，如果你的是超重的，那你应该去看要不要去禁食。
If you're a person who is suffering from rheumatism, pains in your joints.You should consider fasting.
那如果你是有风湿的，那你也应该去禁食。
If you suffer from constipation, you should.
如果你有便秘，那也应该禁食。
If you have stomach ache, you should.
如果你的是有胃病的，那你也应该去考虑禁食。
If your bowels are oversensitive, you should consider fasting.
那如果你的肠是过度敏感的，那你应该考虑禁食。
If you suffer from liver disease, like myself, you should.
那如果你的肝脏有问题，那也应该去考虑。
Talking about myself, even those who are underweight should consider fasting.
那谈到我自己了，那些过轻的人呢，也应该去考虑禁食。
Because being underweight is also a disease, an abnormality.
那原因就是过度的轻呢，也是一个疾病，一个不正常的现象来的。
If you're a person with disease of the heart or the circulation, hyperpressure and so on, you should consider fasting.
那心血管有问题，有高血压的，也应该去考虑禁食。
If you have skin problem, you should.
如果你的皮肤有一些的问题，也应该去考虑。
If you're suffering from emotional disturbance or depression, you should.
那如果你的情绪上有大波动，或者是有抑郁症的人呢，也应该考虑禁食。
If you have periodontal diseases in your mouth, you can and should consider fasting.
那如果你有牙周病，那你可以也应该去考虑禁食。
If you are scheduled to have a major operation, you can consider fasting in preparation of the operation.
那如果你将要做一个重大的手术，那为了更好的预备去这个手术呢，那你可以考虑去禁食。
Because fasting cleanses you and restores your natural defense system, even after a major operation, you can and should consider fasting.
那原因就是当你禁食的时候，你是在恢复你的自身的免疫系统，那就可以帮助你手术后的恢复了。
So, would you consider fasting or learn more about it?
所以大家会考虑禁食吗？会不会想学更多？
If you are a person who wants to progress in the Christian life, you should consider fasting.
如果你是一个想在基督徒的生命里面有进步的人呢，那你应该去考虑禁食。
If you have tried, but you have been bitten back by your weaknesses and hindrances, and you're making no progress after a long time, you should consider fasting.
那如果你已经尝试要进步，但是总是被不同的事情去打败，那你应该考虑禁食。
If you're a person who know you ought to love God, but you cannot love Him outright, you should consider fasting.
如果你是这样的一个人，知道要去爱神，但是却没有力量实践出来，那你应该考虑去禁食。
We're reminded by the Gospels that the Lord Jesus, after His baptism, fasted for not 21 days, but 40 days and 40 nights.
那我们从圣经得到提醒，主耶稣在接受洗礼之后呢，他就禁食不是21天，而是40昼夜。
We have been studying the book of Deuteronomy under the teaching of Pastor Lucy for a long time. We reminded in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3.
那在路西牧师带领我们看《生命记》这段时间里面，那我们可以从八章第三节得到提醒。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, and God humbled you, allowed you to go hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh.
生命记的八章第三节，他使你受苦，任你饥饿，把你和你的列祖不认识的玛拿赐给你们吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，更要靠亚伟口里所出的一切话。
And the words of the Apostle Paul, we can read from Romans chapter 8, verses 13 to 14.
还有使徒保罗在罗马书八章十三到十四节的说话。
The Apostle Paul says,For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the activities of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
罗马书八章十三到十四节，如果随着肉体而活，你们必定死；如果靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，你们就必活着。 因为蒙神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
I will have more to say about the spiritual fast, the kind of fast the Bible speaks about next Sunday.
那在下星期天我会跟大家分享关于更多属灵层面的禁食，就是圣经里谈到的禁食。
In closing, I'd like to read to you the words of Charles Wesley in this very spiritual hymn 300 years ago.
那在我们唱诗歌之前，我想为大家读这个查理威斯里这个神的仆人在大约300年前写的非常宝贵的话。
Jesus, thine all-victorious love.
耶稣，你的全胜的大爱。
So I hope you can see, because the words are small. Can you see from the back? You can. Okay. Let me just read these beautiful words in English, and then Albert will follow with Chinese. Jesus, thine all-victorious love. Stanza 1. Jesus, thine all-victorious love, shed in my heart abroad. Then shall my heart no longer rove, rooted and fixed in God. Stanza 2. Oh, that in me the sacred fire might now begin to glow, burn up the dross of base desire, and make the mountains flow. Stanza 4. Refining fire, go through my heart, illuminate my soul. Scatter thy light through every part, and sanctify the whole. Last stanza. My steadfast soul from falling free shall then no longer move, while Christ is all the world to me, and my heart is full of love.
耶稣全胜的大爱。第一节，耶稣，你的全胜大爱丰富浇灌我心，我脚不复盘旋在外，神内生根稳定。第二节，神圣灵火燎我心灵，从今发出光辉，烧尽贪欲污秽浮渣，刚硬的心融化。第三节，思想意念灵火焚神，照亮我的灵魂，神的生命充满我身，全人洁净成圣。第四节，心智忠诚不复动摇，流浪在外不在，基督如今是我至宝，我心充满了爱。
So with this I end my today's lesson. We've learned something basic about fasting. Would you consider to learn more about fasting?
那我今天的教导就在这里要结束了，那大家会考虑进食吗？
So let us conclude with a prayer.
让我们有一个祷告来结束。
I ask Brother Albert to pray.
我请 Albert 为我们有一个祷告。